And thank you very much, Cal. We miss you. I can't believe that it's taken so long for you to get back to us. I don't know why it can't be you, me, and Taylor, and everybody else. I want Maureen here. We should have a hypnosis, etc. party where everybody at your place is there with a camera on them. And everybody here, me, the dog, and my husband, and my niece is visiting. Wouldn't that be a show? That'd be fun. Of course, it'd be kind of hard to follow, but, you know. Anyway, we missed you. That's what I'm trying to say. And I tell you what, Taylor's been doing a really good job. Taylor Toussaint is who I'm talking about. And he is doing the 10 keys to great SEO. And he's been giving us secrets. Secrets to get your website up to the very top. The top of the search engines, the first page of Google. You're going to have the best website in your town in terms of it being up there where everybody can see it. And that's what you want so you can get hypnosis clients. All right, Taylor, why don't you recap the other keys or the last keys that you presented? I guess all the keys up until the one we're up to now. We're up to 8 now, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay, so just recap very briefly 1 through 7 to let people know that what we've been doing already.
Okay, quick recap, let's go. Page titles and descriptions should be unique. Every page on your website should have a unique title and description, just like every chapter in a book has its own chapter name. That's the way it's gotta be, just so everybody knows that each page is different. Let's see, think about the words users should type or would type to find your pages and make sure your site actually includes those words. Don't get spammy. Don't try to just have hypnosis and quit smoking all over your website when it's not in context. It's okay to have a couple paragraphs of lose weight or, all the help people are looking for. Lots of people are looking for help. You just got to make sure you have the right stuff on your website for people to find that help. Let's see. Use text instead of images to display important names, content, or links. You can use both text and images. It's always good to have a text link to every page on your website. Don't just link with images because it's hard for search engines to see that image link. They don't know what the image says, so they don't know why that link is relevant. If you use text like quit smoking with hypnosis and it goes to a page, quit smoking with hypnosis page, then it knows that, hey, okay, well that page is all about quit smoking. So that's a good tip for you guys there. Check number 4, we're on number 4. Check for broken links. Links that don't go anywhere are bad. If you have a large site or even if you have a small site, it's actually even worse if you have a small site because you have less content and every page, every link on every page, or should I say, should go somewhere. You shouldn't get an error or anything like that when you click on a link because that to me or into search engines, that looks like this page isn't important. This whole site's not important. They don't know what they're doing. That type of thing. It's along those lines. So that's important too. Number 5, sign up for Google Webmaster Tools. There are so many features on Google Webmaster Tools. It's amazing that Google provides all that for free. Every one of us is very lucky that they don't charge for this information and these tools because it's important. Google.com/webmasters/tools. You'll see it right down there right now. And that is a amazing tool. It helps me do my job every day. This one, number 6, a little technical. Create a XML sitemap for your website and make sure the search engines can see it. An XML sitemap is a little list. It's a secret little page that you have on the back end of your website that basically has a list of all your pages and how important they are to you and when the last time they were updated, things along that nature. It really helps search engines know about all of your every single one of your pages. What do we got now? Number 7. We left off on number 7. Name your pictures correctly. Instead of an image name, we're talking about image names. If you have an image, let's say it's your logo and it just says logo-large.jpg, well, that doesn't really, that's not too descriptive. It doesn't look that great to search engines, and it would be really smarter to say something like hypnosis in Orange County or wherever you are, something more relevant, hypnotherapy in Texas, something like that, something more descriptive. You don't want to use any spaces at all. And I would recommend dashes. Underscores are fine. Underscores is that little, that's the shift dash one. It's a longer line. It shows it's an underscore. But let's say, you know, hypnotherapy dash in dash Orange County. Those are kind of key words that search engines also see, which I believe brings me to number eight. Is that right? Number eight?
Yeah, and before we move on, I just want to say what this program has done for me. You know I'm looking for another web guy. You know I got to get some good SEO on my site or I'm going to die. I have got to have good SEO. I do this full time and I do it for a living, and right now my site is not doing well. And so what I like about all this is I now have some language I can use in emails or when I talk to my new web guy on the phone. I can say stuff like this. You know that image on the smoking page? Could you make sure that file name is a little more descriptive? Or I can say, hey, have you created an XML sitemap yet? You know, or I can say, look, don't get too spammy, but make sure that you put stop smoking on the stop smoking page a couple of times so that the search engines find it. Or I can say, check out that broken link. There's one on the weight loss page. And remember, I'd like that, you know, you check this every now and then so I don't have any broken links. And see, all of a sudden I sound knowledgeable and he's going to be more on his toes.
That is exactly right. You're a pro at this. I know you've already been rehearsing because I imagine that's there's many people that are going to go out there and pick up the phone and do that exact same thing. That you just got to stay on top of it. Your website's important to you. The internet, I can't stress on how important your presence on the internet is and how that looks and how you present it. I mean, it relies up to you. You're employing people to make you look good, you know, and it's very important that you really kind of pay attention to these tools and you call your webmaster guy or you do a little research on the internet and really stay on top of your presence. I mean, this is your hypnosis practice. This is your, instead of someone coming into your, you know, how many walk-ins do you get of people just coming in? Not a lot. I mean, they're gonna find you on the internet. It's private. People can do it from the comfortable of their own home, on their laptop, wherever they are. You know, they can check it out and they'll see you and whatever experience they get. I mean, that's their first impression. Is it professional? Does it look nice? And we're just giving you all the tools so that they can find you. And that's the basis of SEO. We're just trying to optimize the experience for the user.
I just love this, Taylor. You're doing a great job. Go ahead and continue. Go to key number eight. I think we're ready.
Okay. Number eight, do not make the site or page too complicated. Give the user easy navigation options. If it's easy for a person to use your site, then it's easy for a spider to crawl. Spider's a search engine robot. Spider is a term. Web guys will kind of say it. Spider is a... think of a spider crawling a web. You know, it creeps around, it touches everything. A spider going to your site is like, it goes to every link, and every link on that page, it goes to every link. Then every link on that page, it goes to those links, and so on. That's how spiders crawl the web. I mean, that's the whole term of a spider, the World Wide Web. It's a bunch of intertwined links. And spiders, which are little programs from search engines, they just start at one link and they just keep spreading out and out and out and going every link on the internet and cataloging, filing, you know, doing all that. That's how you get exposure. And what did we say? Don't get too complicated. Keep it simple. I mean, your website should be pretty much straight to the point, depending on your main goal. Like, what does your website do? What do you want to accomplish from your website? Well, you want, you know, to provide information. You want to provide the resources for people to get help and to find you and to use you for their help. And if you present it in a real clear manner, like, you know, let's look at Celeste's site. Celeste's site has a pretty good site. near the middle, it says no, you know, no in cigarettes, and it says two ways to stop smoking. I mean, it's pretty simple. I mean, you can, there's not a bunch of crazy, you know, cool, you know, a lot of like flash animation, a lot of like crazy cool graphics. I mean, that's cool and all, but you know, I don't even know how I could say it. Simpler is better. As long as it's simple, easy to read, easy to follow. There's links where you know what they are, home, hypnosis, services, all those simple links, the better. You know, Google's whole philosophy is simpler is better. If you go to google.com, it's the most simplest site I've ever seen. It's a box and you type in what you want to see and you hit search. I mean, most of their blogs are like that too. It's real simple, minimal, and to the point. And that's what you guys have to do.
You know, one of the challenges for you, Taylor, with Cal's site, and I would think any hypnotist with any site, when you talk about not getting too complicated, is hypnotists have a lot of different things that they do to make money. They're doing sessions, they're doing training, they have products, they want to also supply free information to both students, other hypnotists, and people who are coming in to be interested in the services. So I guess it's kind of easy to get kind of complicated, isn't it?
It is, and I mean, that's a big part of my job here at the Hypnosis Center with hypnosis.org. I mean, we have a store, we have a directory, a hypnosis directory where you can, you know, list your services and people can find you through that way. And I'm doing most of the work for you on that, so you guys should get on there. And then we have this other section where it's just information about hypnosis, and trying to organize that into specific areas is a big job, but it's something that you really need to do. If you have certain areas where you just kind of explain hypnosis, or you have a little store, make sure it's well defined in a section, not just kind of spilling over into all these other pages. You know, the stores in the store section, you know, all the stuff you can buy is over there, you know, those types of things.
By the way, I just love what you're doing with hypnosis.org. It's great. It's so well organized. And just looking at that, you can kind of see what you mean, because there's a lot of stuff in here. There's a lot of content. There's a lot of different ways you can go.
Right. And well, thank you very much. I am trying, and it's working. You know, we're doing good with our ranking, and that's what we like. And the directory is a new addition. And already that's getting great ranking. That's really helping out. Those directory listings, those pages, like Cal's listing in the directory is ranked pretty well for when you search for hypnosis in Orange County. I mean, it's really good for you guys to get on there, because again, I'm doing all the work for you. I'm optimizing those listings, and I kind of send emails out to that group and say, hey, you might want to do this to your listing, just an idea, you know, those types of things.
You just read my mind. I was going to say, you know, tell people how getting that listing on hypnosis.org that you can get. You can get on hypnosis.org, the site that Taylor Toussaint, this brilliant guy right here, is getting way up there on the search engine. He's optimizing it constantly and organizing it constantly so it gets seen. And you can actually have a listing there. You can get a free listing, actually, or you can pay just a little bit of money, or you can pay premium. You can pay for the premium listing. That's what I just got. It's only $50 for 3 months. Isn't that right, Taylor? Isn't that what was the going rate is?
Well, that was the going rate. You get it. You got in on the special. You know, maybe that special will come around again. We'll announce it here on calbanion.com. Currently, it's about $100 a month. But I didn't even include this key in, but I'll throw it in anyways. With that premium listing that you got, Celeste, you got a link to your website. Now, that link to your website is from a website, hypnosis.org, that is very relevant to the word hypnosis and hypnotherapy and a lot of other search terms. Google and other search engines look at who links to you. They look at who's linking to each website. And they're gonna, you know, in a couple months, because SEO is a long process. It's not I changed this thing, why isn't it working tomorrow or next week? It's a process that, you know, Google and other search engines take time to make sure that you know, it's not spam. It's not someone just creating a fly-by-night website thing. They will see that, oh, hypnosis.org is linking to this website. They're both about hypnosis. So maybe that the website that hypnosis.org is linking to is important, almost as important as hypnosis.org. So that is a really big a part of SEO, is getting relevant sites linking to you.
And you see, what you want to do is pay for the premium listing. And by the way, $100 a month is the site is priceless, so it's not too much money. It's a really good price. And what you want to do once you get your premium listing is put your website on there, you see? And so then all of a sudden your website is boosted in the search engine rankings. Just that simple, right, Taylor?
It's just that simple. You wrapped it up pretty much. Really simple. It's in your budget. One session pays for it. You know, if you get one session, you know, it's done. It's paid for and it's made its money. And over time, this is going to help you. This will definitely help you out. I can't stress it enough. I mean, the help it gives your website by having a link to your website from hypnosis.org, it would be very beneficial. That's why we can't give it away. I mean, because if you have that almost leads to another tip would be, if you have too many outgoing links to other websites, well, it's kind of like search engines will see that and say, well, why does this site have so many outgoing links? Isn't this site important? Why would this site need to send people somewhere else? You know, that type of thing.
Interesting. And you know, you ought to get in on hypnosis.org before it goes up even more, because it's going to be worth the money.
You got it there. I just optimize it. I don't make all those decisions, but I can tell you, like I just said, we can't have a lot of links going out of our site. We don't really want that. So, you know, you probably want to jump on that as soon as you can. You can do it today. You can send me an email. You can pick up the phone. We'll get it done for you. I'll help you out. I'm easy to talk to. I'm talking to you guys right now. You could just call me and talk to me, you know, right now. Why don't you pause the video and grab the phone, and I'll help you out.
Yeah, and not to do a commercial for hypnosis.org, but it is pretty awesome. I guess we should move on to key number nine.
Key number nine. This is going to be another big key. So you want to pay attention to this one. This is called key number nine, sign up for Google Analytics. Google.com/analytics, Google.com/analytics. This is an amazing tool. I think it's better than Webmaster Tools, but the two combined at the same time when you're using both is amazing. Analytics is a completely free tool that Google provides for you. You put a little piece of code on your website, you can have your webmaster do it, and you can find out so much information about your website, about who's going to your website, where are they from, what kind of browser are they using, what kind of internet connection do they have, how many people visited your site, where did they go, how much time did they spend on a page, what did they do, where did they come from. It's amazing. If you have an e-commerce site, you can see how many people put something in their shopping cart and didn't buy, or what pages they went to before they bought. I mean, the amount of data is amazing. I will go off on Google Analytics because it's free. Again, I can't believe that Google just gives you these tools for free, but you just need to go out there and get it. You can see everything. I mean, the key things are, I guess you could use is, you know, how much time are they spending on a particular page or a site? Are people just coming and leaving right away? I mean, that's important. That's information you want to know. What times a day are they looking on your website? You know, again, where are they geographically in the world? Is a guy, you know, in the next town over, you know, looking at your website? You know, those are all things. So if you're running like different marketing campaigns, like let's say you put out a radio ad, and then all of a sudden you get all these, you know, hits on your website, and you can see that information in graphical form on the website. So you can say, oh, that kind of worked for me, you know, those types of things. It's a really, really big help.
And you get it all in real time.
Yes, it's updated pretty much by the hour. I mean, you can see if someone goes to hypnosis.org and buys something, I can pretty much within about 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever, see everything about their whole experience, pretty much where they came from, you know, which pages they went on, how long they actually spent on the site, you know, 10 minutes and 30 seconds, you know, all that type of stuff. It's an amazing tool that every webmaster should be using. If your web guy doesn't, you know, it might be a little too hairy, too complicated for you to really get into, but your webmaster can give you reports. You can schedule reports to for them to generate to show you, oh, okay, look, you know, last month we had, you know, 300 visitors a day, you know, something like that, and you know, 20% of those people, you know, filled out the contact me form and emailed you, you know, those types of things. I mean, though, that's really, really important. That really helps you optimize your site. Like, let's say 50 people came to your website and 25 went to the stop smoking thing, and then 10 of those people filled out the form, but everyone else just kind of bailed. They were just like, they left in like 10 seconds. Well, 10 seconds, did they read anything? I mean, maybe you should change something on that page. Maybe you should, you know, move an image. Maybe you should change the colors. I mean, those are all things you have to start thinking about. I mean, that's another big idea of SEO, is just providing the best experience for the person browsing the site.
Well, that leads me to this. I've heard that changing your site, adding to your site, things like that, are also just updating your site in ways such as that are also important for getting great SEO.
If you are updating your site on a regular basis, then, you know, that means you're staying with it. You believe in your site. You are providing great content, new content, for people to browse. And Google and search engines will start to notice that, and they'll say, well, I have to look at this website more often. I have to make sure that I know when this website updates something, because they're updating all the time, and I got to make sure all my people coming to my search engine are getting the best content they want. So that is very important. Updating, not too much. You don't want to. That's the kind of the curveball in there is you don't really want to redesign your whole site every month. What you want to do is you kind of want to do content updates here and there. You can change, you know, some stuff here and there, but that you don't want to just do an overhaul all the time.
Yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You might shoot yourself in the foot.
Exactly.
Key number 10 looks kind of technical too.
Okay, key number 10, create a robots.txt file for your site and properly configure it. I can tell you that this is a complicated technical thing. I mean, it's not that complicated. I'm kind of contradicting myself a little bit, but it all depends on your site, I guess you could say. Robots.txt is a little text file you put in the root of your website. Again, no one's going to see it except search engines. It is a file where you kind of say where you want the robots to look. It's kind of like a sitemap, but not really. It's a file where, let's say you have a directory, your webmaster's testing a new layout, right? And it's in, you know, he tells you, oh, check out the new layout. It's hypnosis.org/test12345. Well, once that's up there, that's up there. It can probably be crawled. It might be found by a search engine. Now, if it's got stuff that's maybe some dead links on there that you don't want, well, you don't want the robot to get there, but you still need to be able to see the layout on the live internet. So in here, in this little file, you can say, you know, robots don't go to this folder, and you can say, hey, my sitemap is located here. And when a robot comes to your site, it looks for a robots.txt file straight off the bat, because a robots.txt file will say, hey, my if it's configured correctly, it'll say, oh, I can go here, I can go in these directories, I can't go to these types of pages, I can't go over here, the sitemap's over here, and it's just a general standardized file that you pretty much should have. And again, you can specify that in your Webmaster Tools account when you sign up with Google Webmaster Tools. You tell the you tell Google, hey, this is where my robots.txt file is. And Google Webmaster Tools actually helps you create one. So they have a really cool thing where, you know, they build it for you. You just copy, paste, upload, and you're done.
Wow, that's really interesting. I've never even heard of that, so it's great to know about this, and it is definitely something I'm going to talk to my new web guy about. Hey, Taylor, we only got a couple of minutes left, and so I wanted to ask you something that's dear to my heart, which is video and how to use video. I know you could probably do a whole show on this too, but can you give us a tip or, you know, maybe one or two tips about how to use video on your site to optimize your site?
Okay. Video is interesting. Video, you kind of want to just make sure, let me see the best way to answer this one. Video is great content, as long as you don't kind of overdo it, I guess you could say. When you think about video is, think about the browsing experience. Think about the user coming to your website. Now, let's say you have a certain, let's say you have a Windows media file video embedded on your website, which means it's in your website and it's there. Now, if someone has a Mac computer and they just get it and they just go to your website and they don't have a certain software installed, they may not be able to view that video. They may get an error message, something like that. You have to kind of think about compatibility across the board. Now, I kind of like video because it is good content. I mean, it does provide more content than just like a image or text. For as far as search engines or optimization, you know, I don't think it's has that big of an impact, but it is good for the user. I mean, and again, the user experience, if they see a video, if it downloads okay, if it's not too big, you know, if it starts streaming right, if everything's working right, it's good because, you know, the user might come back to check to see if you have a new video, you know, just like the blog, just like calbanion.com, there's a new video almost every week, and that keeps drawing them back, that keeps bringing them back. So for hypnosis, it's a good way for you to introduce yourself. I mean, I would imagine, you know, being accessible and kind of meeting your client before they come in, it really helps them, you know, pick up that phone and feel like they know you already.
Well, let me ask you this question. If you do a video and it's on your website and you actually, I don't know how you say it, but give it to the search engines, like you put it on Google Video or any of the other video hosting sites. And then from there, people can click on a link to go to your site. Is that going to help your search engine optimization or not?
It will. That's kind of just a, it's almost like viral marketing or social networking. That is a good way to market your website, like internet marketing. I don't believe that Google really, you know, you're not going to get good ranking from Google because, you know, YouTube or Google Video links to your website, but that traffic of those people going to your website will help because there's lots of people going to your website, you know, from that. So it is definitely a good idea to say, you know, YouTube, you know, MySpace, Facebook, whatever, all these other websites, because it's just a way for people to find you and get to your website and get to your services.
Wow, this has been really good. This has been very interesting and very informative, Taylor. And I hope that you'll come back in a few months because I'm sure you're going to have new things to tell us.
I will always have, you know, like I said, Google and other search engines are always changing There's always something to keep me on my toes, to keep things optimized. I'm sure people will start emailing and have lots of questions, even more questions than I've already gotten that I can't add to my keys because, like I said, we'll go on forever. But it's been great. I think this is really fun, and I think it's a good idea. I want people to get control of their website, and SEO isn't it's not that scary. I mean, once you just get a little knowledge behind it, you can ask the right questions and get the right things done for your website.
So what did we learn from Taylor? SEO is not that scary, and you can do it. Get control of your website. I'm Celeste Hackett. I guess we got to wrap up now. Cal Banyan should be back next week. Yay! And I'm sure he's going to have some new stuff for you, some new exciting things will be certainly happening on Hypnosis, Etc., Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc., with me, Celeste Hackett. I'm in Dallas, Texas. I just really want to thank you for stopping by, and we'll see you next week, okay? Bye-bye.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.